26. Welcome back. The evening in the Maritimes is always a sellout event every year, and it's coming back. Ottawa's Can't Miss Premier Kitchen Party in support of Able To. If you're not familiar, that's a charitable organization that offers programs and services that empower people of all ages across the disability spectrum and their families. The event is coming back to the Westin Hotel on Thursday, May 29th. Joining us right now, the chair of the Evening in the Maritimes Committee, Danielle DeMarc. Great to have you aboard.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
I hear this event is a heck of a lot of fun. What's happening this year?
This is always so much fun. I tell you, since I've been involved with it, there's nothing like it. One of the common denominators is everybody in a lobster bib. So, you know, it takes some stress down in the room right away. We fly in fresh lobster. You do have your choice between a vegan and steak and lobster dinner, but it's a room of 550 sold out every year, Ottawa business owners, politicians, community leaders, and a great networking event to raise money for a really great cause that's a local cause in our city.
I do want to talk about the cause, but before we proceed, I have to ask, can you look posh in a lobster bib? Is there any way to do that?
Absolutely you can. Absolutely. You know, we do make it a business casual event, so not everybody needs to be too stuffy in their black tie, but there's something different that happens to a room when there's 550 bibs out there.
I love that. And people can sort of get to know each other, and then you're all sporting a bib. Tell me about the organization, Able To. If people don't know it, if they've never interacted with it personally, about the type of work that it does and why it's so important.
People may remember it actually as Citizens Advocacy. It changed the name to Able To about 3 years ago. I'm going to be in trouble if I get that wrong. And really the thrust of the organization is to recognize that there are disabled adults in our community that with just a little bit of assistance can live full, meaningful, wonderful lives. So the premier program that they run is a matching program. So we have a friend and an ally, so an able-bodied and a disabled person matched, and kind of like big brothers, big sisters, spend time together just doing regular, normal things, getting coffee, going to the movies. It's probably the stellar program that the Able To offers.
Last year, your event, I understand, raised $375,000.
We did.
Incredible. Do you have a fundraising target for this year's event?
Well, since this is my first year as chair, I told the outgoing chair that I had to at least outraise the money from him last year. So we'll go at least 5,000 more. How's that?
I love it. I love the ambition. That sounds amazing. If people are tuned in and they want to buy a ticket, how can they do that?
Go straight to the evening. If you just Google Evening in the Maritimes, it'll take you right to our website. If you go to Able To's website, same thing. You register a table, really straightforward. You need to do meal choices for your guests. So that would be the only extra step that you would do to buy tickets to it more than any other event. But that little extra effort is sure worth it.
You can also have the convenience of just taking the elevator home and you can actually book into a room so you don't have to drive back.
Absolutely. The Westin's wonderful. I don't know, actually, I should have checked that statistic before I came on. They do offer a stay with a discount if you have booked your tickets through for the event. So I'm not sure if they've run through those rooms or not yet, but there is that opportunity, certainly.
It looks like they're still available on the website.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Well, I hope it's a successful event. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Danielle DeMarc, Chair of the Evening in the Maritimes Committee. It's always a spectacular event every year. People rave about it. I've never been myself, but it's a really fun time, and it is coming back Thursday, May the 29th. Tickets are on sale until the 12th of May at 5 p.m. Your news is coming up right now with Callum.